Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
This is Richie Valens bringing us back. 7 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. I like telling you about this next website too, folks, sbecouncil.org. That's the one for Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council, the one that Karen Kerrigan presides over with that outstanding organization that's all about helping you, helping small businesses get the right kind of policies through Washington and the state houses, folks. I encourage you to check them out, sbecouncil.org. You'll like that website, and you'll thank me later. Karen, we got a new administrator at the SBA, Linda McMahon, who's by the way, a fellow member of the Brain Trust. She's been on my show before.
Jim, you are connected to everybody.
So, what do you think about her?
You know, Jim, we supported her nomination. We supported her confirmation. We thought she was terrific before the Senate Small Business Committee, and I think, you know, the vote of confidence, one person voting against her.
Who voted against her?
Yeah, Senator Booker.
Was it Booker from New Jersey? What a joke.
You know, and then there was a few others, obviously. It was like 81 to 19 or something like that. But look, she is a great entrepreneur. She's been there. She's built an amazing
smart
business.
Lady. She is
great
scary
talent.
Smart.
And, you know, her husband says she's the brain behind WWE. And she's going to be fantastic. We haven't had the opportunity to meet with her yet. We will in the near future, but I know definitely she's sort of getting a lay of the land over there.
Right.
And really meeting with all the staff.
Will she make the SBA relevant? I have to be honest. People who know me know I've been a supporter of the SBA for a long time, going back to the Clinton administration. Mm-hmm. Ada Alvarez was my first SBA administrator on the show.
Wow, okay.
And so I've supported them. I've helped them raise money. I've done lots of stuff for them. I love the SBA, but I have to say, it's not as relevant in the lives of the average small business owner out there as I think it ought to be. What do you think about that?
You know, I do. I think the administration, the last SBA administrator, and she's a very nice person, was...
She worked for somebody who didn't care about small business, though.
Well, she was very focused on the Obama agenda. So
the green agenda.
A lot on health care, how small businesses can benefit from Obamacare, and all these new partnerships. She came up with her new programs. And then, meanwhile, the core mission of the SBA was deteriorating, right, in its program.
Mm-hmm.
So I think Linda McMahon is very, very dedicated to that core mission. You're right, making it relevant because, you know, on a range of issues, the SBA doesn't even address intellectual property, you know, doing business in the global marketplace, taking a lot of those programs to the next level. You do have a great SBDC network, but I do think they need guidance. I think there's a lot they could
upgrade their programs. They're kind of funding stepchildren, too.
Excuse me?
They're funding stepchildren. They're barely funded to hold them together out there. Every year they have to fight for the funding.
And the Women Business Centers as well.
That's right.
They do a lot on their own to fundraise. But I think just sort of a new approach on how they deliver their educational and training to small businesses, really taking it to the next level in terms of helping businesses scale. They're just going to need to really vastly improve, you know, the quality of the programs that they provide. I think she's dedicated to that. She's been getting a lot of feedback, and hopefully we'll see that happen.
Well, you've made a good point about the SBDCs, an organization I've been supporting for a long time as well, Small Business and Development Centers. They're all over the country. There are probably 1,000 of them out there. That's a great network of outlets for the SBA, but I think most people don't even connect the SBA to the SBDCs.
No, you're right.
They don't see the connection.
Yeah, you're right. And last week, they don't know about these programs, and last week we did, they do serve a lot of businesses. That's unfair to say. They do great work. But I think you could even lift them higher.
That's right.
By the SBA doing more advocacy
And put the SBA brand closer to them.
Exactly. And, you know, if people want to learn about where these SBDCs are, these Small Business Development Centers, on our latest tips and trends edition on our website, we have a big map. We actually, that was our resource of the week,
right,
connecting people to these local resources. And you can go right there, svecouncil.org, business tips and trends, and you'll see that big map of those local resources. And you could just click into your state and find one closest to you.
Right, absolutely, folks. I encourage you to check that out. I'm looking forward to being a resource for Linda, as I know you are too. I'm excited about getting back to the business of small business. We had an 8-year drought there. I started out trying to help them, but it just didn't work out. The Obama administration, they weren't interested in any help, and so I'm looking forward to maybe getting back like things were. Hey, Karen, good job today as always. Keep up the good work. We're so proud of you.
Thank you, Jim. It was great to join you. And people can also follow us on Twitter at SBE Council and Facebook SBE Council as well.
Check it out. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.